I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana News. Donald Trump's election seems to have, at least in the short term, bolstered a Missoula nonprofit group's refugee resettlement goals. Mary Poole founded Soft Landing Missoula. Just 2 days after Tuesday's election, she said,
"We got 25 new applications for volunteers. I'm sure it was a response from the election all in one day. We've got an amazing outpouring of support, which is amazingly heartening. And I think we just keep on keeping on."
Soft Landing Missoula helped bring the nonprofit International Rescue Committee to Missoula. IRC Missoula has resettled 6 African families locally since last summer. Poole says more refugee families will arrive in the Garden City before year's end.
"We do have a few more cases that have been assured to Missoula, so we should be seeing a few more refugee families come in November for sure and December for sure."
Poole won't specify how many families are expected or where they're coming from. She refers those questions to International Rescue Committee Missoula officials. IRC declined comment for this story other than to say it's discussing the path forward in the wake of Trump's election. Soft Landing's Mary Poole.
"Yeah, I don't know what we do now."
Prior to the election, IRC Missoula said it intended to bring up to 150 more refugees to Missoula next year. Some of them could come from Syria and Iraq. President-elect Trump wants the U.S. to stop accepting refugees from terror-prone regions of the world, and he specifically mentioned Syria and Iraq. At least one Montana group hopes he keeps his word.
"We've got to bring people in that we can do backgrounds on. We can't just automatically bring somebody in because they're from a war-torn nation."
That's Calvin Berenger, co-leader of the Flathead County chapter of Act for America. The group promotes greater scrutiny of Muslims in the name of national security. ACT describes itself as educational. Montana-based and national human rights groups say ACT engages in hate speech. At Congressman Ryan Zinke's election night watch party, Berenger told Montana Public Radio that properly vetted immigrants will always be welcome to America and have a legal path to get here.
"But they're going to know that they're going to be screened lawfully like they should be instead of just picked up and dumped into a country. So I look for ACT to be a positive influence of what's going on. And we're going to be part of that group that's going to be helping other organizations and other governments to say, let's do it and let's do it right."
Soft Landing's Mary Poole says ACT is overestimating its own potential influence.
"I think there would have to be a big change in the process of it to involve them as an organization that has direct oversight to refugee resettlement. I mean, I would have to look at it further, but it's not something that automatically makes sense to me how that would happen."
In the end, it may not matter whether ACT is directly involved in refugee policy or not. Experts say a president has very broad discretion to determine how many refugees are admitted into the country. It could range from tens of thousands to none. Refugee advocates like Missoula's Mary Poole will closely watch as President-elect Trump continues to shape both his administration and its policies.
"This is not something that I did to directly involve myself in one of the largest political hornet's nests in our recent history. Like, I didn't have a TV. I didn't know that was happening. I'm coming from such a genuine place of wanting to help families and wanting to help children that are suffering and that are fleeing for their lives."
Poole says she's confident that Missoula's refugee program will continue to grow despite the significant challenges that it may be facing. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.